Today's text comes from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. Luke 15, 11 through 32. And he said, "There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me.' And he divided the property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And when he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him. But he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command. You never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.' This is the word of the Lord."
Thank you, Hillel.
Damos gracias al Señor de estar con ustedes hoy.
We give thanks to God for being with you today.
La segunda oportunidad en el día de hoy.
It's the second opportunity today.
Están con nosotros otros hermanos de Cuba, el pastor Eduardo Cutiño, que va a estar compartiendo en nuestro grupo hispano hoy en la noche.
We have as well a friend, Eduardo Cutiño, who is from Cuba, but he's in Kentucky right now. Yeah, Kentucky. And he's coming as a guest to his church tonight. Bienvenidos.
Les invito a ir a Lucas, capítulo 15.
I would invite you to turn to Luke, chapter 15.
Ya leímos el pasaje bíblico.
We've already read the text this morning.
Vamos a entrar al texto de la noche de hoy.
And now we're
de
going
la mañana
to
de hoy, perdón.
Get into the text this morning.
Y he querido reflexionar en la mañana de hoy bajo el título La parábola del Padre Amoroso.
I wanted to reflect on this content, as you can see in the title, The Parable of the Loving Father.
Porque realmente habla del padre y no de los hijos.
Because really, this parable is a parable of the father, not the sons.
Y Jesús relató esta parábola en respuesta a la murmuración de los fariseos y los escribas.
And Jesus narrated this parable as a response to the murmurings of the Pharisees and the scribes.
La historia del hijo mayor les habla a ellos y a nosotros cuando sucumbimos en la autojusticia.
The story of the older brother taught the audience and us about the consequences of succumbing to self-righteousness.
En la parábola encontramos tres personajes.
In the parable we find three people.
Un padre,
a father,
y dos hijos.
And two sons.
El centro de la parábola no son los hijos.
And the center of the parable is not the two children,
sino el padre,
but the father.
que tiene dos hijos.
Who has two children.
No son los hijos, perdón, que tiene dos hijos. Cada uno con sus fallas en sus propias maneras.
Each of these kids with their own needs and brokenness in their own manner.
El padre ama a los dos hijos.
But the father loves both.
Y busca restaurar a la familia que se ha roto.
And seeks to restore a family who has been broken.
La partida del hijo menor de la casa.
Broken through the younger brother's departure.
El alejamiento del hijo mayor a pesar de estar viviendo en la misma casa.
And broken through the older son's distancing, even though he actually lived in the house.
El amor del padre y sus esfuerzos para la reconciliación le dan la unidad a la familia y a la parábola.
And here we see that the love of the father and his efforts for reconciliation is what gives unity to this parable and to this theme.
En la mañana de hoy he querido reflexionar en el primer punto bajo la petición vergonzosa del hijo.
And so we want to begin by looking at the first point, which is the shameful request of the son.
Lucas 15, del 11 al 12.
Luke chapter 15, 11 through 12.
El texto nos dice que el hijo menor le pide al padre de herencia cuando dice, Padre, dame la parte de la herencia.
The text teaches us that the younger brother asked for part of the inheritance when he says, Father, give me the share of the property.
La palabra usada para herencia es bios.
And the parable, or the word used to translate inheritance, is the word bios in Greek.
Que significa vida, forma de vida, medios de supervivencia.
It can be defined as life or substance or possessions.
Los medios son los que sostienen la vida de la familia.
These are the means through which a family is provided for.
Deuteronomio 21:17 especifica que al primer hijo le sea dada una doble porción de la herencia.
And we can see in Deuteronomy 21:17 that specifies that the firstborn was to receive a double portion of the inheritance.
Así pues, la propiedad del padre debe dividirse entre el número de hijos.
And so the inheritance is really divided into the number of kids.
Si hay dos hijos,
so for example, if there are two children, like
la
here,
propiedad se debe dividir en tres partes.
The property is divided into two parts.
Dos de las cuales, el 67%, van al hijo mayor y un tercio, el 33%, van al hijo menor.
So 67% would go to the older brother and 33% would go to the younger in this case.
La petición del hijo menor es imprudente e irrespetuosa.
And really, the request from this younger brother is imprudent and reckless and disrespectful.
Es casi igual que decirle a su padre, muérete.
It would really be like saying to his father, die already.
Típicamente, los hijos reciben su herencia después de la muerte de su padre.
If we think about it, typically, children receive inheritances after the death of their parents.
Un padre podía decidir repartir parte de la herencia antes, de tal manera que se pueda jubilar.
Although, as in this case, a parent could decide to distribute part or all of the inheritance beforehand.
Pero en ese caso, la iniciativa viene del padre.
But in this case, the initiative really is the father's initiative.
No del hijo.
Not the children's initiative.
Tal conducta sería especialmente vergonzosa en el Oriente Medio.
Such conduct would be especially shameful in the Middle East.
Así pues, este hijo menor es culpable.
Therefore, the younger brother is really culpable of
de tres cosas.
Three things.
Tratar a su padre como si estuviera muerto.
Assuming an initiative that only corresponds to the father as if he were dead.
Ignorar la obligación que tenía para con su padre en la ancianidad.
Ignoring his responsibility of care that he would have had to the father in his old age.
Tercero, romper las relaciones familiares cuando se va de casa.
And third, breaking family relationships at his departure.
Tal conducta es vergonzosa.
That kind of conduct is shameful.
Un padre se sentiría avergonzado de haber criado un hijo así.
A father would have felt incredibly ashamed to have raised a son like this.
Los vecinos despreciarían al hijo por no respetar al padre.
Their neighbors would despise the son for not respecting the father.
Y al padre por no haber criado al hijo en disciplina.
And the son and the father, they would have disrespected the father for not having raised up the son in discipline.
Los vecinos darían gracias a Dios por no tener un hijo como este.
They honestly would have thanked God that they didn't have a kid like that.
Pero lo interesante es que en el versículo 12 dice que el padre repartió la herencia.
But interestingly enough, as we see in verse 12, the father divided the property between them.
La mayoría de los padres repartirían al hijo menor después de muerto.
The majority of fathers would have reprimanded the younger brother.
Pero este padre divide su propiedad entre sus hijos en vida.
But this father divides his property between his sons in his life.
Esto significa que el hijo mayor recibe su porción más grande.
And this signifies that the elder brother actually received the larger portion.
Y el hijo menor su porción más pequeña.
And the younger brother received his smaller portion.
Es interesante también saber que el hijo mayor debería declinar la herencia como una protesta en contra de la conducta de su hermano menor, que es el hijo menor del padre.
It's interesting to consider as well that the elder brother should have declined his inheritance as a protest to the younger brother's request.
Y el sentimiento cultural de la época demandaba que el padre rechazara la propuesta del hijo.
And the cultural sentiment of the day would have demanded the father to have rejected the request from his son.
Pero el padre no hizo esto.
But he doesn't do it.
Y esto nos lleva al segundo punto de la mañana de hoy.
And this takes us to our second point this morning.
La degradación total del hijo.
The total degradation of the younger son.
Esto lo encontramos en Lucas 15, del 13 al 16.
We find this in Luke 15, 13 through 16.
Dice el texto, y allí desperdició su herencia viviendo perdidamente.
There we read, there he squandered his property in reckless living.
Cualquiera que fuera su intención original,
whatever his original intention was,
cuando ya no estaba sujeto a la supervisión paterna,
when he was finally free from all his paternal authority,
este joven gasta y vive salvajemente.
He wastes all his inheritance recklessly.
Y es interesante cómo Jesús deja el significado de perdidamente a nuestra imaginación.
And it's interesting to see how Jesus leaves the concept of being of what squandered really means just to our imaginations.
En el versículo 14 nos dice, y cuando todo lo hubo malgastado, vino una grande hambre en aquella provincia y comenzó a faltarle.
And verse 14 says, and when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in the country and he began to be in need.
Sería muy difícil exagerar la profundidad de la degradación de este joven.
It would be very difficult to exaggerate the profound degradation of this young man.
La Torah dice, ni puerco porque tiene uña hendida, mas no rumía, o será inmundo de la carne de esto no comeréis, ni tocaréis su cuerpo muerto. Deuteronomio 14:8.
We read in the Torah, which is where we find Deuteronomy 14, says in verse 8, and the pig, because it parts the hoof, but does not chew the cud, is unclean for you. Their flesh you shall not eat, and their carcasses you shall not touch.
Para la cultura judía, el contacto con cerdo significaba impureza.
For the Jews in that culture, any contact with pigs was considered impurity.
Por eso es que los judíos evitan todo contacto con los cerdos.
This is why the Jews avoided any contact with pigs.
Pero este joven está reducido a servirle a los cerdos.
But this young man is reduced to actually serving the pigs.
Ponerle la mesa a los cerdos.
Setting the table for them.
Aguantar los empujones de los cerdos.
Putting up with their mannerisms.
Soportar los olores de los cerdos.
Putting up with their stench.
Y tolerar el medio ambiente de los cerdos.
And just tolerating the atmosphere of being there with those pigs.
Y lo más bajo.
And the worst of all.
Pudo caer.
That could have happened.
Es envidiar la comida de los cerdos.
Is to actually envy the pig's food.
Dice el texto en el 16, versículo 16, y deseaba henchir su vientre de las algarrobas que comían.
As we read in verse 16, and he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate.
Las algarrobas no son agradables a la vista humana.
The carobs, which are the pods, are not appealing to us as humans.
Y no pueden ser comido.
And it shouldn't be eaten by us.
Pero el caso estaba obligando al joven a desear comer la comida de los cerdos.
But his station was obligating this young man to actually desire to eat this particular food.
Estaba totalmente perdido.
He was completely lost.
Totalmente degradado.
Totally degraded.
Y eso nos lleva al tercer punto de la mañana de hoy.
And that takes us to the third point this morning.
El arrepentimiento del hijo menor.
The repentance of the younger son.
Lucas 15, del 17 al 19.
Luke 15, 17 through 19.
El hijo en su mente piensa que el padre tiene esclavos.
The father, or the son in his mind thought about the father having slaves.
La palabra en griego para esclavos es doulos.
The word that's used there in that context is doulos.
En los versículos 22 al 26 nos habla de el discurso practicado por este joven.
And we see in verse 22 and 26 the conversation or the discourse that this young man's having.
Y me llama la atención que el hijo planea pedirle al padre que lo reinstale como trabajador por contrato.
And it calls to my attention that the young man is actually asking to be received and reinstated as a laborer, a contracted laborer for his father.
Y no como esclavo.
And not like the doulos, the slave.
Aunque podemos pensar en un esclavo como más bajo que un trabajador contratado.
Although we in our culture can think of a slave as being lower than a laborer.
Pero lo interesante es que un esclavo tiene una cercanía con la familia que no tiene el trabajador contratado.
But in that context, the slave would have had a familiar relationship with the master as opposed to a worker or a laborer.
Y frecuentemente trabaja bajo la supervisión directa.
And frequently, the slave would have worked under the direct care and observation of his master.
El trabajador contratado es empleado.
The laborer, the day laborer, is just employed.
Cuando se necesita y se le puede dejar ir más fácilmente.
When he needs them and he doesn't need them, he can let them go quickly.
No así con el esclavo.
Not like the slave.
Déjeme explicar algo de este contexto cultural.
I'll just explain something of the cultural context.
Un esclavo tenía beneficios que no tenía el trabajador contratado.
A slave had benefits that a laborer or day laborer didn't have.
Un esclavo tenía alimento garantizado por el amo.
A slave was guaranteed food from his master.
Tenía techo garantizado por el amo.
A slave was guaranteed housing from his master.
Y tenía ropa garantizado por el amo.
A slave was guaranteed clothing from his master.
Un trabajador contratado no.
A day laborer, a contracted laborer, would not have that.
Cuando él terminaba su trabajo,
when he finished his work,
él se iba a casa,
he went home,
y el patrón no tenía nada que ver con él.
And the owner had nothing to do with him.
Si él comía,
if he ate,
si él tenía techo,
if he had a roof over his head,
si él tenía ropa,
if he had clothing,
eso dependía de él.
That was all dependent upon that man.
No así con el esclavo.
But not in the case of the slave and the master.
El esclavo tiene garantizado.
The slave had guaranteed
comida,
food,
techo,
roof,
y ropa,
and clothing.
Y lo que está deseando el hijo,
and what the young man is desiring,
no es ser un esclavo,
is not to be a slave.
Es ser un trabajador contratado.
It's just to be a contracted laborer.
Su degradación había sido tal,
his degradation was such that,
que él ni siquiera deseaba tener los beneficios de un esclavo.
He didn't even desire the benefits of the slave under his father's roof.
Qué tristeza.
What a sadness.
Pero el texto no habla también de la reconciliación.
But the text also speaks to us of reconciliation.
Que viene únicamente debido a restitución.
Reconciliation that always comes or that only comes through restitution.
Así lo decían los rabinos.
And this is how the rabbinical teachers taught.
No hay reconciliación sin restitución.
There is no reconciliation without restitution.
En este principio rabínico,
in this principle, a rabbinical principle,
los fariseos y los escribas están diciéndose a sí mismo.
The Pharisees and the scribes are saying to themselves,
bueno, eso es exactamente lo que el joven debe de hacer.
Good. This is exactly what the young man should be asking for.
Esto es lo primero que tiene algo de sentido, pensarían los fariseos que están escuchando la parábola.
They would have been thinking, those who were listening to the discourse, this is what makes sense.
Su discurso en el versículo 19, practicado por el joven, debe persuadir a su padre para que lo acepte otra vez.
So this discourse in verse 19 from this young man should persuade his father to receive him again.
Bajo este principio rabínico de la reconciliación,
under this rabbinical teaching of reconciliation,
que no es más que el sistema legalista de la religión judía,
which is nothing more than the legalistic Jewish religion.
Pero esta secuencia nos lleva al cuarto punto de la mañana de hoy.
But this tension leads us to the fifth or the fourth point this morning.
La respuesta de gracia del Padre.
The Father's gracious response.
Lucas 15 del 20 al 24.
Luke 15, 20 through 24.
Y levantándose vino a su padre.
Verse 20, and he rose and came to his father.
Según el sistema legalista, los fariseos sabrían exactamente lo que el padre haría finalmente.
According to the legalistic system, the Pharisees knew exactly what the father would have done or should have done.
Este padre tiene la oportunidad de restaurar su honra, levantarle en alto y hacer lo que debería de hacer.
This father has the opportunity to restore his honor and to raise it up and do what he should do.
Hacer lo que es correcto.
Do the right thing.
Justo y honorable.
The just thing and the honorable thing.
Lo que el padre debe de hacer está ahí en su propiedad. Y cuando alguien dice, tu hijo ha llegado a la ciudad, el padre le contesta.
What the father should have done in that context and what they would have approved of is the father staying there at his house. And when someone says that your son has come, he would respond.
Lo voy a ver a cuatro días.
I will see him in 4 days.
Que se siente ahí en su ropa sucia y apestosa y que sea objeto de la burla de la aldea, apilada sobre él como disciplina.
Let him sit in his dirty and stinking clothes and let him be the object of mockery in the city as discipline to him.
Y después de 4 días lo veré.
And after 4 days, I'll see him.
El padre esperaría 4 días a que él viniera, se postrara, besara los pies del padre y recibiera el castigo del padre.
In that context, the father would wait 4 days for the son to come and prostrate himself before the father and kiss his father's feet and receive any chastisement that the father would have given him.
Quizá inclusive ser azotado y después que se preparara para trabajar durante décadas, décadas y décadas.
Chastisement that would perhaps even include a beating, and then after, he would include the preparation of having to work for decades upon decades upon decades.
Y quizás al final vendría la reconciliación.
And then maybe after that, he could find reconciliation.
Pero si usted cree que el padre hizo esto, está equivocado.
But if you believe that this is what the father did, you're in error.
El versículo 20 nos habla de una reconciliación por la gracia.
Verse 20 tells us of a reconciliation from grace.
Y cuando estuvo lejos, el padre lo vio y fue movido a misericordia y corrió y se echó sobre su cuello y lo besó.
Verse 20, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
¿No parece coincidencia que el padre lo ve desde lejos?
It doesn't appear coincidental that the father saw him from a distance.
Seguramente ha pasado muchos días viendo el camino, esperando ver a su hijo.
Surely he had passed many days watching the road, waiting for his son.
Déjeme ilustrar un poco esto.
Let me illustrate this just for a moment.
Se consideraba indigno que un hombre corriera en el sistema rabínico con autoridad, se levantara la túnica y corriera brincando, porque la túnica significaba en griego midadubet, que es aquello que da honor.
Now, it was considered undignified for a man in that culture to run, but the father, spurring or rejecting rabbinical opinions that said that he couldn't even lift his tunic to run or to show his legs. Tunic is the word that's used. The word that's used there in the original is midabute, which is defined that which gives me honor. And the father, in the father's mind, he is a son that he must receive.
En la mente del padre, tiene un hijo a quien recibir. Es lo único que está en su mente.
The only thing in his mind was that this child that he had to receive.
Este es un momento de resurrección en el texto.
This is the moment of resurrection in the text.
El texto en griego dice, lo besó repetidamente.
In Greek it reads that he kissed him repeatedly.
Simplemente lo besó.
Simply, he just kissed him.
Por toda la cabeza.
All over his head.
Esto significa reconciliación
total.
It's a
total reconciliation.
Reconciliación plena.
It's a full reconciliation.
No hay vergüenza para el hijo.
There's no shame for the son.
El padre ha enfrentado la vergüenza.
The father faced the shame.
El padre salió de su hogar, que era un palacio.
The father left his home, which was a palace.
Descendió, vino a la aldea.
Descended over on that little city.
Corrió a máxima velocidad.
Ran at full speed.
Enfrentó toda la burla y la vergüenza.
Faced all the mocking and the shame.
Abrazó al hijo y lo besó por toda la cabeza.
Hugged his son and kissed him all over his head.
Escuche bien.
Listen well.
Y todo el mundo sabía que él lo había recibido de manera plena como hijo.
And everyone would have known that he had received his son fully into his family.
Esto es gracia.
This is grace.
No nos olvidemos que el hijo está apestando a cerdo.
We can't forget that the son was reeking of pig.
Esa es la realidad de la escena.
This is the reality of the situation.
Y al padre no le importa que el hijo está apestando a cerdo.
But the father doesn't care that he stinks like pigs.
El padre sabe que si no sale y recibe al hijo,
the father knows that if he doesn't go to receive the son,
el hijo va a morir.
The son will die.
Hay un sistema legalista.
That's a legalistic system.
Lo expliqué en el punto anterior.
I explained it in the previous point.
El padre tiene que salir corriendo a buscar.
The father has to come running to his son.
Porque sabe que su hijo está perdido.
Because he knows his son is lost.
Solo él tiene el poder para rescatar al hijo.
Only he has the power to bring reconciliation.
Él tiene la autoridad para rescatar.
Only he has the authority to bring reconciliation.
Nadie lo puede hacer.
No one else could do it.
Solo él.
Only him.
Él es el que le puede decir a la aldea.
He's the only one that could say in the city,
no disciplinen al hijo.
Don't discipline my son.
Yo lo estoy recibiendo.
I will receive the discipline.
Yo me pongo en su lugar.
I'm putting myself in his spot.
Es una escena inmensamente hermosa.
It's an amazing and beautiful story.
Versículo 21.
Verse 21.
Y el hijo le dijo, Padre, he pecado contra el cielo y contra ti, y ya no soy digno de ser llamado tu hijo.
And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
Note que esto es solamente la primera parte del discurso.
Notice that this is only the first part of the discourse.
Que él había practicado en el camino.
That the young man had practiced on his way.
Versículo 22 al 24.
Verse 24 through 22 through 24.
Mas el padre dijo a sus siervos.
But the father said to his servants.
Sacad el principal vestido.
Bring quickly the best robe.
Y vestirle.
And put it on him.
Y poner un anillo en su mano.
And put a ring on his hand.
Y zapatos en sus pies.
And shoes on his feet.
Y traer el becerro grueso y matarlo.
And bring the fattened calf and kill it.
Y comamos.
And let us eat.
Y hagamos fiesta.
And celebrate.
Porque este mi hijo muerto era.
For this my son was dead.
Y ha revivido.
And is alive again.
Habíase perdido.
He was lost.
Y es hallado.
And is found.
Y comenzaron a regocijarse.
And they began to celebrate.
Las ropas, el anillo y la sandalia hablan de dignidad en la parábola.
The clothes, the ring, the shoes all speak of the dignity in this parable.
Estos detalles denotan pertenencia a la familia.
These details denote a belonging to the family.
Significan que el padre está regresando a este joven a la familia.
And signify that the father is restoring this young man to the family.
A su estatus de hijo.
To his status as son.
Los siervos no usan trajes de seda o túnicas, anillos o sandalias.
The slaves don't have tunics or rings or shoes.
Sino que usan ropas que los señalan como siervos.
But they have clothing that actually shows them, reveals them to be slaves.
La túnica, el anillo y las sandalias señalan a este joven como un hijo de la familia.
The shoes and the tunic and the ring all display this young man as part of the family.
El hijo del padre.
The son of the father.
Los esclavos y los jornaleros y los pobres no usaban calzado.
Slaves and day laborers and poor people didn't have shoes.
El calzado era parte de las personas que tenían responsabilidad en la ciudad.
The shoes were for people that had responsibility in the city.
Con esta ropa la parábola lo que nos enseña es.
And with this the parable teaches us.
Que el padre está regresando al hijo su autoridad.
That the father is restoring to the son his authority.
Su dignidad.
His dignity.
Y su responsabilidad.
And his responsibility.
Wow, es maravilloso.
This is marvelous.
Ahí estamos tú y yo.
And here's where you and I are.
Somos ese hijo.
We are that son.
Apestamos a cerdo.
We stink like pig.
Pero el Padre ha salido a buscarnos.
But the Father has come out to seek us.
Y el Padre nos encontró.
And the Father has found us.
Y él pasó la vergüenza en la cruz por nosotros.
And he, Jesus, took the shame on the cross for us.
Esa es la vergüenza que pasó el Padre.
That was the shame that the Son took.
Enviando a su propio hijo.
And the Father sending his Son.
Para que tú y yo hoy.
So that you and I today.
Escuche bien.
Listen well.
Tengamos autoridad.
Might have authority.
Tengamos dignidad.
Might have dignity.
Y tengamos responsabilidad.
And might have responsibility.
En su reino.
In his kingdom.
Eso es algo grande.
That's something huge.
Y hermoso.
And amazing.
Tú y yo.
You and I.
Vamos a gobernar con Cristo.
We'll govern with Christ.
Las naciones.
The nations.
Porque el Padre.
Because the Father.
Pagó la vergüenza.
Took the shame.
Pero la historia no concluye ahí.
But the story doesn't finish this way.
Quisiéramos que concluyera ahí.
We would like it to finish there.
Pero hay una parte triste dentro de la historia.
But there is a sad thing here.
Es el quinto punto de la
the
mañana
fifth
de
point of the morning.
El alejamiento vergonzoso del hijo mayor.
The shameful estrangement of the older brother.
Lucas 15, del 25 al 30.
Luke 15, 25 through 30.
El hijo mayor estaba en el campo haciendo lo que los hijos mayores hacen, trabajar.
The oldest son was in the field doing what he was supposed to do as an older brother, working.
Sirviendo fielmente, sacando la familia a flote.
Faithfully serving and keeping the family afloat.
Para que que en medio de la emoción el padre falló en mandarle avisar al hijo mayor de que el hijo menor había retornado.
But it seems that in the midst of all the emotion, the father failed to send a message to the older brother that the younger son had returned.
La primera pista que el hijo mayor escucha fue el sonido de la música y la danza.
The first noise that the older brother heard was music and dancing.
Debe haber sido una experiencia fuerte para, de soledad para este joven.
It really must have been a really lonely feeling for this man.
En medio de la quietud, de la soledad de los campos, al caer la tarde, cansado y sucio, escuchar la música y la danza de su casa.
In the midst of coming from a quiet and lonely field to come home after a hard day and hearing this music and this dancing.
Produce un enojo fuerte.
It produced a strong anger.
En la vida del hermano mayor.
In the life of this young man, or this man.
Versículo 28a.
Verse 28, part A.
Salió por tanto su padre y le rogaba que entrase.
But he was angry and refused to go in.
El padre continúa lleno de gracia.
The oldest son, or the father continues to display his grace.
Ahora por la desobediencia de su hijo mayor.
Now in the midst of his son's disobedience.
Él sale para reconciliar al hijo mayor de la misma manera en que salió para reconciliar al hijo menor.
He goes out to the older brother to bring reconciliation to him in the same way that he brought reconciliation to the younger brother.
La diferencia es que el hijo menor estaba abierto al padre.
The difference is that the younger brother was open to the father.
Pero el hijo mayor ha endurecido su corazón.
But the older brother had hardened his heart.
Los dos hijos estaban perdidos.
The two children were lost.
Versículo 29a.
Verse 29a.
Mas él respondiendo dijo al padre, he aquí tantos años te sirvo.
But he responded and answered his father, look, these many years I have served you.
En otras palabras dijo lo mismo que su hermano menor. Me gustaría que estuvieras muerto también.
In other words, he said almost the same thing his younger brother did. I just wish you were dead.
Mira, durante tantos años te he estado sirviendo. Y nunca he descuidado un mandato tuyo, reclama el hijo mayor.
Look, after all these years, I have never disobeyed your command, says the younger or the older brother.
Pero amigo y hermano que me escucha.
But oh, my friends and my brothers that listen.
Aquí hay un engaño del diablo en la mente de este joven.
Here's a huge lie from the devil in the mind of this man.
Este joven responde igualito que la parábola del joven rico.
He responds the same as the parable of the rich young ruler.
Él ha vivido con el padre toda la vida.
He'd been living with his father his whole life.
Pero escuche.
But listen.
pero nunca ha tenido una relación con el Padre.
He never had an experience or a relationship with the Father.
El hermano mayor ha estado en casa.
The older brother was at home.
Pero ha estado ausente realmente con el Padre.
But honestly, he was absent from the Father's relation or relationship with the Father.
Esto es una realidad.
This is a reality.
No estamos en una clase de consejería.
We're not in a class of counseling.
Pero muchas familias pasan por situaciones como esta.
But there are many families that go through these kinds of things.
Muchas veces tenemos a un hijo que está ausente.
Oftentimes we have a son or a daughter who's absent in our families.
Están viviendo con nosotros,
they're living with us,
pero no tienen relación con
but
nosotros.
They have no relationship with us.
Es lo que está pasando aquí.
It's what's happening here.
El hijo mayor está en la casa,
the older brother's at home.
Está trabajando
he's
para
working
el padre,
for the father.
Está echando adelante a flote la familia,
he's trying to keep the family afloat,
pero no tiene una relación con el padre.
But he has no relationship with the father.
Es triste.
It's sad.
Eso nos lleva al quinto, al sexto punto de la noche.
And this takes us to the
hoy.
Sixth point this morning.
El hijo mayor se pierde y no reconoce.
The eldest son is lost and does not recognize the
el amor
love of the father.
Padre. Versículo 31 al 32. Hijo, tú siempre estás conmigo y todas mis cosas son tuyas.
Verse 31 and 32. Son, you are always with me and all that is mine is yours.
El hijo mayor no usó la palabra padre para dirigirse a su padre. Pero su padre sí usa la palabra hijo para dirigirse a él.
In this text, the older brother doesn't use the word father to direct his speech to the father, but the father does use the word son.
Pero en lugar de la palabra hijo, el padre va a usar teknon, que en griego significa mi pequeño.
But the father uses a specific word in Greek for son, and it is teknon, which means little one.
Una palabra más tierna y aceptante.
It's a very accepting and tender term.
El hijo mayor nunca reconoce al hijo menor.
The younger or the older brother never recognizes his younger brother.
Como su hermano.
Like his brother.
Sino que se refiere a él solamente como este tu hijo.
But rather he refers to him only as this your son.
Y esto lo vemos en el versículo 30.
And this we see in verse 30.
Pero cuando vino este tu hijo que ha consumido tus bienes con ramera, has hecho matar para él el becerro gordo.
But when this son of yours came who devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.
Pero escuche bien.
Listen well.
El padre entonces le dijo, teknon, en otras palabras, mi pequeño.
The father then responds with teknon, in other words, my little one.
Desde el punto de vista de los fariseos, aunque estarían de acuerdo con que el hijo mayor tenía la actitud justa, ellos no podían entender a un hombre que parecía ser débil como el padre.
From the point of the Pharisees, who had been fully in accord with the idea of the older brother is now presenting, they couldn't understand a man who would seem to be this weak, like the father expressing this kind of concern for his son.
Eso lo decía el sistema legalista judío.
That's the system that's legalistic, the Jewish legalistic system.
Pero el padre le dice a su hijo mayor, mi pequeño.
But the father says to his older son, my little one.
Escuche bien la palabra, tú siempre estás conmigo.
Listen well the word of God, you are always with me.
Todas mis cosas son tuyas.
Everything I have is yours.
Pero el hijo mayor.
But the older brother.
No reconoce.
Did not recognize.
El orgullo.
The pride.
Lo ha cegado.
¿El qué?
El orgullo.
Sí.
Lo ha cegado.
Oh, the pride is what actually blinded him.
No reconoce el amor de su padre.
He doesn't recognize the love of the father.
Tristemente, el hijo mayor se pierde.
Sadly, the older brother is lost.
El hijo menor abre su corazón al padre.
The younger brother opens his heart to the father.
Y entra a casa,
and enters the house,
y recibe la dignidad, la autoridad y la responsabilidad del
padre. And receives the dignity, the authority that the father gives.
Ya finalizo.
Finally, in conclusion,
con un pensamiento de John MacArthur.
Some thoughts from John MacArthur.
Y John MacArthur dice,
he says,
el padre realmente es Dios en Cristo, descendiendo del cielo al polvo de nuestras aldeas para buscar y salvar al pecador perdido que viene a él.
The Father really is God in Christ, descending from heaven to the dust of our villages in order to look for and save a sinner who is lost and has come to him.
Dios inicia. Él es el buscador. Él ve al pecador antes de que el pecador lo vea él.
God initiates this. God is the seeker. God sees the sinner before the sinner sees God.
Él encuentra al pecador antes de que el pecador lo encuentre a él.
God finds the sinner before the sinner finds God.
Y escuche nuevamente. Dios el Padre se sube la túnica.
And listen once again that God the Father lifts his tunic, so to speak.
Él corre lo más rápido que pueda y enfrenta la vergüenza.
And runs as fast as he can to confront the shame.
Su amor es abundante.
His love is abundant.
Su gracia es pura y ilimitada.
His grace is pure and given.
Y aquí vemos el punto.
And here's the point.
Dios encuentra su gozo en la salvación de un pecador perdido a quien él corre para abrazar, para besarlo y restaurarlo.
That God finds joy in saving a lost sinner to whom he runs to hug and to kiss and to restore.
Dios viene a nuestras vidas.
God comes into our lives
para darnos,
to give us
la posición,
the position
que habíamos perdido,
that we had lost
en nuestros padres federales, Adán y Eva.
In our federal parents, Adam and Eve.
Dios viene a darnos nuestra condición.
God comes to give us our condition
de hijos,
of son,
coherederos de la gracia con Cristo,
co-inheritors of the grace of God with Christ,
darnos la dignidad,
give us the dignity,
la autoridad,
and the authority,
y la responsabilidad,
and the responsibility,
para trabajar y servir en su reino,
to work and to serve in his kingdom.
¿No es algo grandioso?
That's something marvelous.
¿No es algo para vivir de rodillas agradeciendo a Dios?
Something to just fall on our knees and give great gratitude to God for.
Y al salir de aquí decir a Dios sea la gloria.
And to leave here and to say to God, God be the glory.
Dios le bendiga. Muchas
Lord
gracias.
Bless you. Thank you very much.